I think when we saw each other in the Yon, many of the students, of course, we already met in our workshops, and some are on the online, in the screen. And we are generally quite familiar that we have saw each other. But in my impression that when I saw the students over there, and I already feel that their mind has some kind of curiosity in their mind. Because that I'm sure that is not my mental projection. And I feel that, and there are, my impression is they have a curiosity that what the Dr. Parson is going to teach in Zalun practice or Zalun healing practice. It could be based on the spiritual tantric Zalun healing, Zalun practice, respiration, visualization, and something like the more spiritual based. Or it could be a very esoteric kind of a Zalun practice, Zalun healing teaching. Or what it could be, they have a this kind of in the mind. And that therefore they have a sort of my understanding is they have a sort of strong expectation that they can learn from me. That is, I have a solid reason, because when they study on the online medicine courses, because our course, all that make a very serious, and let's say that standard. So they basically, the quality of the Dr. Parson, the Zalun healing, also could be, they believe that it is a high quality, but they don't know, they are curious about that. In the same time, of course, there is an expectation is there, high expectation on that. That is what I understand from their, let's say, body language reading or facial language reading to the mind of the student. That I, another word I can say that if I'm not a exaggerated, with the Zalun eye, you can read the roughly the mind of the other people. That I understood that is. But they are very happy to participate from the long distance. So there's no question that they're expecting a lot, that is. And with the starting the Zalun healing practice, actually that the Buddhist tradition, I make a small prayer and a short medicine Buddha Sadhana, and start with the Zalun practice. And this is, I think many students might think that I'm going to start with the medicine Buddha, write a ritual and practice like this. But it wasn't like that. That could be some kind of interesting for them. And then we started the Zalun healing workshop. And the first day, second day, and third day. And when the most interesting thing is when the second day, every day, let's say that every day morning, early in the morning, 5:30, we get up and the meditation, medicine Buddha Sadhana, and the Narupa six yoga practices we done, and the Zalung, generating the Zalung power in the body and mind with the medicine Buddha practice. And then the second day, our Zalung practice, the students, they begin to experience in their body the energy flow. That I ask to the student, what you feel? And that tells that they feel like this and that in the hand and in the body. So this is not a fantasy, you see that. It's so practical, and that is also within a day, the feeling the Zalung energy, Zalung power in your hand means, for them it's like a, probably like a shock or difficult to understand. The big Zalung practice is a symbol in your hand with the Zalung energy is moving in there. Even I didn't taught them the strong way of Dumu practice and the power, big generation of the energy. Just a simple way it changes in the hand is they are really, they feel so like they impress so much about this. And they are talking with them, and then they feel it's not the question of someone's hand is cold or that is hot. All generates so good in the hand. That makes then make them a so strong impression in their mind, which is maybe I feel like that before already they have sort of a hope and also kind of expectation, and the rising the Zalung power in the hand and body, that makes it, the expectation is more. In the same time, it's also some kind of strange, difficult to accept or what is going in, going to be next days like that. So that's why the Zalung workshop within a few days has made them a lot of changing in the body, in the mind and emotional level, with meditation, medicine Buddha practice, and the Narupa Six Yoga, all together makes them changes. So this has given a so, let's say that big hope, and they are mixed with the expectation and some kind of what it could be. The Zalung healing teaching has begin to day by day proving them, and that they are happy about their experience. And I would say in that participating in this Zalung healing retreat from long distance is they believe that they didn't waste the time and energy. So they great. They got a very good experience through this Zalung practice. And there are, I can see that the Zalung healing practitioners, they themselves are all the time busy with exchanging the experience in their own past experience of the energy healing, and now they're generating in here, and what they got a concrete path that can they can assemble and put into practice. And at the same time, they are hoping, and maybe there could be some worry how to put into practice the next days coming when they go back in home, like that. Mixed experience, and all came out so positive, and the positive, let's say, experience and hope through this, the first week of Zalung healing practice. and as they written in their feedback, in Zanung healing practice is they found not only aim for to help someone, but this 1 week Zanung healing retreat has gave them a great impact into themselves, their mind, their emotion, their body, and their everything became clear for them. Even being a Buddhist, what need to do, how next practice in life can follow up, everything become clear, and the great benefit for them. And they actually, in short, they got more than they expected from this healing workshop. Yes.